This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. On the 20th anniversary of 9/11, a writer named Kylie Zempel over at The Federalist put out a very poignant reflection piece titled, Would You Have Stormed the Cockpit? Through the lens of that question, she tried to examine the character necessary for the passengers of Flight 93 to take on a bunch of terrorists armed with box cutters and bombs. She also asked a really interesting question. What kind of culture instills that kind of character? It's worth going out there and checking that out. But as good as this was, it left unexplored the imminent reality that every American is already facing the same situation today. Now, the passengers of Flight 93 were ordinary citizens who realized that their airplane had been hijacked. This establishes the first shock of the day. And until that day, hijackers made demands and promised safety if the demands were met. So the proper response during that type of a hijacking is to stay calm and wait for the professional hostage negotiators to arrive. But that morning, everything changed. Because for some reason, everybody forgot to turn off their mobile phone. So they started making phone calls. And through their phone calls, the passengers of Flight 93 learned that there were three other hijacking situations that had not ended by landing the plane and commencing hostage negotiations. Instead, one by one, the plane slammed into targets, making the carnage 10 times worse. This establishes the second shock of their day. Now, you and me, since we weren't on those flights, we've had decades of hindsight to look back and process all of this. But the passengers of Flight 93 they were forced to grasp with this new reality after those first two shocks. They had to grasp this in real time. And to my knowledge, none of them were trained neither as pilots or as counterterrorism experts. And they had one thing, they were missing one thing that really would have been nice. They lacked the luxury of time to ponder their predicament over days. And they were armed only with one thing, which was the truth of their situation. And they didn't have hours or days to act. They had minutes. Can you imagine the hushed conversation and that little impromptu huddle among the passengers as they took in the situation and came to the horrific realization that the plane that they were on was actually now a militarized weapon? The awesome power that converted 90 tons of aircraft to convey passengers at 500 miles per hour had been converted into a missile with 7,000 gallons of jet fuel for the warhead. And the threat went beyond the death of the passengers. They also had become weaponized against untold innocents on the ground. Andrew Todd Beamer, he clearly understood. The need to regain control of the airplane was not just about self-preservation. It was about the preservation of hundreds of people oblivious to the approaching threat. And in that moment, with that realization, they wiped inactivity off the table. Duty became the unremitting obligation. Beamer's wife, Lisa, confirms his realization in her book, Let's Roll, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Courage. And there she related an interview with Lisa Jefferson, the last person with whom he spoke. And discussing his plan to rush the cockpit, Jefferson asked, "Are you sure that's what you want to do?" And he answered, "It's what I have to do." No choice left in those words, only the solemn acceptance of responsibility. People like Beamer do not see themselves as extraordinary heroes. They'd rather spend some extra time with their family than go into battle. And that is, after all, why he was on the morning flight to San Francisco when others would have left the night before. It is precisely the deep wells of family and community that instill in good citizens that character necessary to rise to this occasion. And all that is required to unleash those reservoirs of quiet strength is a recognition of the moment. Now, in the 20 years since, there's been so much focus on preventing more airplanes from being hijacked for evil purposes than that other, more devastating hijackings have gone unnoticed. And it's not four airplanes today, it's a host of civic institutions that have been hijacked for evil. Institutions that have been built to be powerful for the accomplishment of much good. But when the control of those said institutions is ripped from the people they were built to serve, then the havoc that they can wreak on civilization is proportional to the power of good that they could have brought. Institutional abuse is more than a danger to the institution's membership. Once it's hijacked, it can become an existential threat to innocents who are only vaguely aware of the existence of that institution. And for decades, the enemies of civility have marched through America's institutions and the cockpits of corporations and professional associations and trade unions, charities, NGOs, political parties, and government bureaucracies have been invaded by people who just want to see our world burn. They poured, those who poured out their talent and treasure to make those institutions strong suddenly look around astonished to find themselves aboard so many missiles aimed at the heart of America. For a long time, we've sat around and reacted to the situation like the hijacked hostages of old, staying calm and waiting for the professionals to act. But a lot of the good guys have been neutralized, America. Their self-policing mechanisms have been co-opted so that malignant behavior is no longer punished by forced resignations and firings and public humiliation. So you are all Todd Beamer now. You see the pattern. The truth is there. You can't escape it. And like him, you likely find yourself inside one of these hijacked institutions. Maybe it's a school system or your church or your place of employment. You may be the only one positioned to prevent that institution from being used as yet another weapon against civilization. And you're armed with the truth that you see before your eyes and the beckoning of your humanity. And you no longer have to wonder whether or not you have to storm the cockpit. And you have precious little time. You have to assess your situation. You have to take responsibility. You have to develop a plan and communicate with your fellow passengers and get up from your seat. Pray to the Maker of heaven and earth and take the only option that remains to you. You have to become active. You have to take matters into your own hands. Or as Todd Beamer said, let's roll. We find ourselves in this moment. All of us, me and you, we're all in this together. Will you unleash that reservoir of strength and recognize that truth that is before your very eyes? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Any of you seen the memes coming around out of that September 18th rally for the January 6th political prisoners? That was a bust. That was a bust. Although I didn't know they still made shorts like that. My dad used to wear those kind of shorts. I think they're called Bermuda shorts. But you got to wear a big pair of shorts to hide your service weapon. A lot of laughter came out of that, especially at the hilariously inept G-Men mingling with the tiny crowd in their best hello fellow insurrectionist marching outfits. Where they were wearing the same shades and big plastic watches and, you know, Bermuda shorts with adorable cuffed legs. I would love to know who told these identically clad idiots to dress like they were hitting up a Dave Matthews Band concert. They deserve a medal. Just look at them. And you know that half of them are named Jason or Tyler. Even better than the sore thumb squad was the guy in Antifa drag surrounded by tubby Capitol cops in their black stormtrooper getup because someone saw the print of his piece. So he did what any other good failure of an undercover cop would do. He flashed his badge, and the platoon of donut junkies walked him off. You could read his disappointed at being unable to find a 79-point IQ moron to talk into kidnapping AOC or some similar Nimrod conspiracy that the FBI could then trumpet as a big success, following a week where one of Hillary's lawyers got indicted for fooling them. The political prisoner scandal of the January 6th defendants and their blatantly unequal treatment compared to the regime-friendly reprobates of Antifa and BLM is a national disgrace. FedFest 2021 is not a reflection on that just cause. Every single one of those persecuted victims should be pardoned on day one by President DeSantis right after he fires Chris Wray and every single four-star general. What the fizzled rally was, however, was a welcome change from the right's habit of wandering serenely into the left's kill zone and getting waxed instead of doing real damage to the garbage establishment. We saw the trap, and we took a hard pass. They wanted us to show up. They wanted chaos, and instead they got humiliated, and that's glorious. And they wanted to televise the revolution so they could destroy it. And the paltry platoon of protesters, which was, again, mostly feds, was outnumbered significantly by the drooling media hoping for carnage. MSNBC NN had to fill hours of airtime it was not devoting to them. Real crises at the border, and they hopped on the fear porn wagon, warning how this was going to be the worstest insurrection ever. Instead, it looked like a second-tier frat's Labor Day picnic at Gumbo State. Whatever the opposite of undercover is, they were. I'm sure the briefing went, okay, men, when we get there, remember that you look like Trump and Freedom. Who brought the snake flag? Jason, great. And who brought the water bottles? Got to stay hydrated. You got that other Jason? Terrific. Let's synchronize our oversized Seikos and go out there and save democracy. Imagine that you went through all that time and training, not to mention all the college debt that you've incurred to get there, to become an FBI special agent, thinking you were going to be busting commie spies and bank robbers just like in Point Blank, and your job became trying to talk in some guy with a Q-tat and a MAGA hat into hucking a rock at a police car. And here's how bad it is. Noted gender non-binary crossdresser J. Edgar Hoover is no longer the most hilarious fashion fail in Bureau history. We did not fall for it because the revolution, really the counter-revolution, will not be televised. It will not be televised because it has nothing to do with putting on a horn hat and wandering through the Capitol. That's that kind of stuff, while it makes for great TV, the kind of viewers of the leftist media love to watch as they tube in to talk of democracy being in peril. But the real fight is not going to get coverage. When the left shows their wine women viewers clips of an angry black father confronting a lily white limo leftist school board about how its disgraceful CRT fetish is telling his sons and daughters that they can't succeed, will they tell you the story of the lifelong Democrat Latino whose town is being overrun by illegals and is now looking to Republicans for help. They're going to tell you that? The insurrection is invisible, at least to them. Our fight's going to be in school board meetings. It's going to be in local elections. They just had one in California where Republicans actually came together and organized for once. And they didn't win that one. But that's not important. The important part is what they've done to get where they got and the fact that they are now in a better position to win the next one. The real fight will not be seen. The Capitol Hill mini riot was a small group of extremely frustrated folks doing something we never do. It was unique and unprecedented. And we are now back to form below the radar, working in our communities, one board seat, one city council seat, one congressional seat at a time. That's how the Tea Party did it. And the bad guys never saw it coming back then either. And it's because they never thought to look. We barely exist to the establishment except as scary bogeymen invoked to mobilize the sexually repressed suburban woman whose misdirected libidinal energy fuels the Democrat Party. And they don't even know what we look like. The real insurrection is the mass of the iceberg that's below the water. The real insurrection is the struggle to use the mechanisms of our republic to take back power. The real insurrection is not going to be televised. There won't be any interviews on daytime TV, on late night TV. They wouldn't interview us anyway. They just had all of late night TV was co-opted for climate change night recently, and I guess those guys missed the memo. The biggest problem for the left is that the real insurrection is going to be successful. You can sort of feel it in the undercurrent, can't you? There's still some of you that are out there that are tentatively saying, well, they stole the last election. They surely are set up to steal the next one. It is an unsustainable path they're on. Truth always wins out. That's not a cliche. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News. The search for a missing Florida man continues after his girlfriend turns up dead in a national park. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas, and we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
Laundrie remains unaccounted for, and an arrest warrant has been issued after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Gabby Petito's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Imagine, if you will, a doctor standing at a patient's bedside. The patient is deathly ill and is likely going to die without the aid of that life support device resting by his bed. The doctor thinks to himself, looking at it, thank God for these devices and thank God we don't have any supply issues in getting large quantities of them. It's time now to administer the life-saving treatment, and he leans over to get this going, and he pauses. Wait a minute. Is this Joe Smith? The same Joe Smith who called me a dirtbag at the country club last month and argued with me about mask mandates in our kids' school? Now the question. If the doctor wields the life-saving device out of the room, while citing the fact that someone else might need the device in some other hospital at some unknown time in the future, would that be murder? If the answer to that question is yes, then it is nowhere near approaching hyperbole to suggest that the Biden administration is murdering its opponents by rationing life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments and specifically withholding them from red states due to an apparent grudge. In fact, the only problem with that assertion is that it implies that Biden is only murdering only his opponents. In Florida, the state was expecting 72,000 treatments. The Biden administration supplied only a ration of 30,950. And as Emerald Robinson of Newsmax reminded Jen Psaki, or Ginger Goebbels as I call her, half the people seeking treatment in South Florida are fully vaccinated. Pardon me. part of the problem, isn't it? They put their trust in the government, followed the state-approved science, and probably many undoubtedly voted for Biden, and none of that matters. Their lives have been weighed in the balance by the Biden death panel, and they will not be saved. Maybe she's better off not having the surgery, but taking a pain pill. So Barack Obama told a woman asking whether or not her elderly mother should receive life-sustaining treatment in 2009, back when the notion of death panels was still the stuff of right-wing conspiracies. The idea being promoted by Obama was confirmation that death panels were the part of the goal of government's intrusion into health care. Why do you think they want to be in charge of health care, socialized medicine? Because then they get to decide who dies and who doesn't. And how do you, I mean, what kind of a leverage point is that? The value of the old woman's life was weighed in Obama's mind, and without knowing her at all, she was deemed unworthy of treatment. They could be provided for others whose lives Obama believed to be more valuable. Now, the Biden administration, you know, Obama was a very cool, calculating customer when it came to trying to transform America. He knew when to try and when to back off, and when, you know, most of the stuff that he actually tried to do failed. He did a few things, and we still feel the effects of that today. Joe Biden is a different story altogether. He's taken the cold calculation to new, wickeder heights. Not only is the government rationing care based upon the broad assumptions of your human value, but in consideration to the political disposition of the state in which one lives. And in spite of the fact that there appears to be absolutely no apparent need to ration this particular care at all, perplexingly, the reason that Florida won't be getting the treatments that Floridians need from the Biden administration, according to the logic provided by Ginger Goebbels, is that the state needs the treatments in the first place. Monoclonal antibodies are life-saving treatments that are used after infection. So clearly the way to protect people and save more lives is to get them vaccinated so that they don't get the COVID to begin with. But over the last month, given the rise in cases due to the Delta variant and the lower number of vaccination rates in some of these states like Florida, like Texas, just 7 states are making up the 70% of the orders. Our supply is not unlimited, and we believe it should be equitable across states across the country. Emerald Robinson responded, "There have been no reports of a lack of supply," which is unquestionably a very relevant point. There have been COVID outbreaks of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths that has occurred in regional waves in the past, and there's ample supply for the immediate need among affected states. And there's time to ramp up the supply for potential outbreaks in the future. But Ginger disagrees. "I think our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute the treatments." In this exchange, Ginger accomplishes something spectacular, in which she both invokes the Marxist principle of equitable distribution administered by the government and simultaneously inverts the promises of Marxism. For each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. This is the enduring slogan of Marxism, popularized by Karl Marx in 1875's Critique of the Gotha Program. Well, those with the ability have created an ample supply of life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments. Floridians need the treatments while the federal government is hoarding and withholding them as obvious political punishment for noncompliance. And the inconvenient truth is that this is always the end result of Marxism. Equity becomes a virtue that supplants liberty, and the government invariably abuses its power in controlling both the means of production and distribution of resources to punish its political enemies. That works only as long as civility reigns. This is where problems begin. This is where that truth that Todd Beamer realized and the other passengers on Flight 93, when they realize this truth, when that truth materializes in front of your face and you understand that the government is doing this in the hope, not with the chance that your loved one might die, but in the hopes that your loved one dies or that you die, then you are faced with a glaring light that you just can't get away from. And therein lies the problem that they're creating that they don't understand. By killing Floridians, by denying them readily available life-saving treatments, this is going to cause the death toll to rise in Florida, in spite of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths having been on the wane for weeks. Nothing has vexed these super smart white lab coat pointy heads who were wrong about nearly everything when it came to COVID mitigation as much as Florida has, except perhaps Sweden, which they ignore. New Jersey did everything the government approved science said to do. It has a per capita death rate that is roughly 30% higher than Florida, which did everything the state approved science said not to do, while incidentally having the second oldest population in the country. Florida is a far too visible testament to the fallibility of the government experts, and they haven't suffered enough for refusing to follow the science. And for that, the Biden administration has decided that more Floridians must die. There is nothing nobler than that. That's what they're doing. This is not noble. This is evil. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I've been fighting my throat the whole way through. Have you noticed that? I apologize. I don't know what's going on. Well, it's a cool morning. Finally, we have a cool morning. Anyway, one more time, let's do this, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. The most interesting thing about COVID is it is the most glaring example of this truth that everybody should be realizing right about now. COVID, everything about COVID has been politicized. The vaccine that we're told is a vaccine is not a vaccine because it doesn't protect us from COVID. And yeah, they push the vaccine. And then once you get the vaccine, then you got to wear a mask. It just goes on and on. Anyway. At some point, and I would really love to know where this materialized in their little minds. Australia has really gone. I mean, they went totalitarian overnight over this. Like the state of Victoria, which is Australia's most densely populated state, they're not going to relax any of the stuff that's going on, which is draconian, until they have zero COVID cases, which that's never going to happen. They were told, the people of Victoria were told that we can do this if we lock down, if we wear masks, and all the social stuff. And even when it became apparent that you can't have zero cases in a globally interconnected world, and that the virus has a greater than 99% survival rate for people under 70, and that COVID is treatable, Victoria's government didn't let up. See, this should be relegated now today, since we know about what you could take to prevent it, what you could take to shore up your system, what we know about the natural immunity you get from having it in the first place. This should be a nothing burger. Now they're saying that in Victoria, now they're saying that everybody who wants to work has to be vaccinated. And in Victoria, where they don't have a Bill of Rights, they don't have a Second Amendment, the people are beginning to fight back. 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden, even though he promised he wouldn't impose a mandate and had already conceded that doing so was unconstitutional, announced that OSHA was creating a rule requiring all people in workplaces of 100 or more to get vaccinated or get tested every week or get fired. He's blaming people for making a choice. But you could bet that what he really wanted to do is what the Victorian government is doing. So, in Victoria, all Victorian school staff and early childhood services must be fully vaccinated by November 29th, according to the Andrews government. And it will apply to both government and non-government schools, as well as all types of early childhood and care settings. This is coming from Deputy Premier James Merlino. Earlier that day, Premier Daniel Andrews said Victorians could expect more announcements about COVID-19 vaccine mandates for additional industries going forward. And while fronting the media to condemn the violent anti-vaccination rallies, Andrews said that more industries would need to get the jab as the state raced towards its 80% target. The order came as protest organizers vowed to stage marches daily until construction workers were allowed back on the job, following the state government ordering the entire industry to shut down for at least 2 weeks. Now, notice this. We're trying to reach a goal here. We want 80%. So when we get to 80%, see, one of the reasons I took the vaccination to begin with was I realized that they were going to not, they gave no cred to the natural immunity. I realized that. I also realized that I'd had it so early on that even though I had the antibodies for it, which I got tested for, they would, you know, because it was so early on, they had not even gone back at the time to start saying, well, when did this actually really first occur here in the United States? Because I caught it in late January or early February of 2020 after SHOT Show. So I knew that there was going to be no credit for that natural immunity. I also knew that they had a goal. They wanted to get to a goal to where they had Fauci kept moving the goalpost, but whatever that number was, that arbitrary number, I knew that it would get reached, and the way to reach it was to get the vaccine for more people to be vaccinated. What I didn't know was I didn't know what kind of vaccine this was. Part of my rationale was I'd taken so many vaccines and so many shots, and over time, I mean, between my heart attack and my military service, my arms have got just dozens, hundreds of hypodermic wounds on them. So anything is that big of a deal. Having said that, I still have had no side effects whatsoever. Haven't gotten sick again. Been around plenty of COVID people. Something worked. But they want to get to this 80% target. I wonder if that means when they get to that 80% target, if they would actually release their hold on power and let life go back to normal. I suspect probably not. In Victoria, they locked up all building sites, a position strongly pushed by Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton. That was taken after it became clear the industry would not reach its government-imposed deadline of vaccinating 90% of construction workers with at least one jab by Thursday. See, we set up these arbitrary dates and these arbitrary requirements, at least one. Both would be nice, you know, that kind of thing. And they don't know what they're talking about. This is just some date some politician comes up with. It's consensus. It has nothing to do with the science. But then we get this. An inflection point has been reached in Australia with the government COVID-19 lockdowns, forced vaccinations, and now vaccine passports. What is happening today in the state of Victoria, specifically the Melbourne metropolitan area, is an outcome of more than a year of heavy-handed government rules and regulations deaf to the voices of the average man, woman, or family. There is a middle-class and blue-collar backlash taking place, and Americans would be wise to pay attention. Vaccination passports will be required to work, shop, attend events, and essentially live in the new world order Premier Andrews has created for the citizens of Victoria. And the day after he outlined the new rules, the working class, who have been locked down and compliant to this point, finally had enough. And thus the protests erupted, and they're still going on now. But then the trade unionists hit the street. Now, understand this. What's happening in their unions right now would be completely against the way the politicians of the United States look at union memberships and union alliances. What's happening now is a revolt within the unions. Tens of thousands of people were out there in protest reminiscent of the Solidarity Movement in Poland, which, that was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. And the media are, like in the media in Australia, like the media here, are solidly behind the government, and for now so are the police. But then we get this. While the United States has not yet arrived at the same level of outrage, in part driven by a distinctly different constitution that outlines the inherent rights of Americans, it is very clear that we too will soon arrive at the point now visible on the streets of Melbourne. And do not be naive to the fact that the U.S. and Canadian government officials, those in direct ideological alignment with the leftist perspectives of the government in Australia, are not paying close attention to what is happening there in preparation for when both the U.S. and Canada move to block the unvaccinated from participating in society. There's a few people out there that see that they think they see this coming. One thing that is I think is pretty safe to say is there's a very good possibility that Australia's present could possibly lead to something in America's future. We'll see. Keep your eyes open. Recognize the truth. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.